So, for example, when I wanted to teach somebody how to develop the brand identity development presentations for my business, I made a PDF which took them through every single slide in the presentation to show them exactly how to do it step by step. Hello, guys, and welcome back to the Five Figure Freelance Podcast. I am your host, Scott Lancaster, as always, and in this episode, we are going to be teaching you how to build your first freelance team. So having other freelancers and trusted people that you can delegate work to help you get bigger projects over the line faster and to take on more projects can be very useful when scaling and growing your freelance business. Now, there are going to be three main points to cover when actually looking to build your first freelance business. So without further delay, let's get started. Now, the first step to building a freelance team is to understand which roles you need to fill. Now, a little technique that I use to ultimately find out which roles I need to fill within my business goes a little bit like this. So first I take a sheet of paper and I write down all of the things that I have to do on a monthly basis to run my business. This could be log finances, arrange projects, get back to customers, do cold email outreach. All of these things are activities that take up my time and energy. Now, once I have those responsibilities, I then order them in two separate lists. Now, the first list is all of the responsibilities that I've just listed, ordered from the ones that I like doing least to the ones that I love doing most. So at the top of that list, it is the things that I least enjoy doing. And at the bottom of that list, it's the things that I love doing most. And then I make a separate list with the responsibilities in the order of the ones that take the most time to the ones that take the least time. So then I take these two lists and I look at them and compare them, because the ones at the top of both of these lists are ultimately the things that I hate doing most and also the things that take the most time. And therefore, if I want to build a business which can actually grow and also give me some of my time back and give me time to actually do the things that I want to be doing, then I should be looking to outsource the things at the top of both of these lists, because they are ultimately the things that take me the most time and they are the things that I hate doing most. So that is the first step. Now, the second step is to actually start to look for people to actually fulfill those responsibilities. Now, this step can take quite a long period of time. The reason being is you'll find that if you reach out to 10 people, one person is going to be able to do that role. Now, the reason for that is some freelancers tend to think very small. Now, the reason for that is some freelancers just don't think big enough. Therefore, they generally just think that they need to get all the projects themselves and they don't need to work with other people. And that's fine. Those freelancers are always going to stay the same size. But in order for you to really work on exciting projects and bigger projects, you need to be able to collaborate with others that are either more advanced than you or offer a different skill set. And ultimately, if you're hiring other freelancers, they are generally going to be a little further back from you, and you're going to be a little bit more advanced than them. Therefore, they have plenty to learn from you and they'll want to work with you. Now, you can find decent freelancers on the likes of Fiverr, Upwork, and even in Facebook communities and Instagram groups. But all I'm going to say is, when you actually start reaching out to freelancers and asking them to work with you, do not be disheartened when some of them say no or some of them are just not good enough to work with you. The reality is that the next step is actually the most important, and the next step is to build systems to make the actual responsibility idiot-proof. Now, it's very time-consuming to actually teach a freelancer how to do a job that is up to your standard. Now, there are two ways that you can do this. Now, the first way to do this is to teach the freelancer everything that you know, spend lots of time with them, and ultimately show them how to do things up to your standard. However, where this method is very risky is, one, you're telling the freelancer every single aspect of your business within that particular area, which is fine, but if they leave or if they just don't want to work with you anymore, then you now have to teach someone else the exact same thing over and over again, unless somebody stays with you for a long period of time, which isn't very likely. And by the way, if you want my freelance finance worksheet, DM me on Instagram. My Instagram handle is thescottlancaster. And if you DM me the word money to my Instagram, which is thescottlancaster, I will send you my freelance financial organizer, which will basically allow you to effortlessly grow your wealth, build your business, and know exactly where your money is going and coming from. So the second method is actually far more effective, and that is to build systems. So for example, when I wanted to teach somebody how to develop the brand identity development presentations for my business, I made a PDF which took them through every single slide in the presentation to show them exactly how to do it step by step. I also made a video via Loom, which they could link out to, which actually took them through how I would do it personally to show them the exact standards that I expect when they fill in the presentation for me. By doing this, yes, you have to spend around 70% more time than you would if you spoke directly to the freelancer to build the presentation and really take the time to, you know, develop the videos and the system. But once that's done, it's done and it's finished, and you do not have to worry about it ever again. This was really a game changer for me, and it helped me to understand how to leverage my time to create systems and resources that were going to help people to ultimately do my job either better or just as well as me. Anyway, I hope this has been valuable, and I hope to see that you're building your first freelance team very soon. But until then, be sure to subscribe. I'm going to delve into systems and these aspects of actually building a team in far more detail in later episodes. So make sure you stay tuned, and I will see you very soon.